been very encouraging, and I couldn't help but laugh a little bit when I saw Chuck Todd and all of them shedding tears over banning Muslims.
Hang on, Alan. We'll have you on the other side of the break here. Stay tuned, folks.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting. If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
There's your country boys here on the American Freedom Party Report here on Sunday, January 29th, 2017. We're in our last hour. We've got Mitzi with us and hanging on, and we've got, I think we've got Wayne in Texas and Bob in Michigan also waiting patiently. Thank you, gentlemen.
Alan.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you, Mitzi, for those kind words earlier. We are talking right now with Alan. Alan, give us some more good cheer.
Well, I'll say something good about you too, James, along with what Mitzi was saying. That's one of the main reasons I was calling. But I also wanted to say, as you well know from having talked to me before, I, for one, would certainly welcome back our revolutionary constitutional federation of states. Couldn't help but get that plug in from South Carolina, you know. But
sure.
What I wanted to say was especially thanks for your reminder to us of the David Muir interview, was it, a few days ago?
Yes, yes.
Normally at 10 o'clock at night, I would turn on an old movie and then read a book I'd read before again until I got sleepy enough to go to bed, but I stayed up for that. But forget me, I can't think of anybody who deserved that triumph more than you.
Well thank you. Well, you know, you talk about staying up late. George recommended to me, he said, I haven't seen the movie All Quiet on the Western Front or read the book. In English or German. In German, it's Im Westen nichts Neues, in the West, no news, which was translated All Quiet on the Western Front. I did watch the movie, the 1930 version, George, a magnificent movie.
Well, that is a magnificent movie. It brought me to tears. It had some of the most glorious, it showed what it was like. Absolutely disgusting. And I hate reading history books that said, you know, World War One was inevitable and World War One was necessary. As you would say, BS.
Yeah, BS, folks. And Pat Buchanan got it right with his title for his book, The Unnecessary War, in which he was talking about both World Wars One and Two, but specifically World War II as the unnecessary war. And the author of that great book, Donald Trump's favorite book, All Quiet on the Western Front, is Eric Maria Remarque. Sounds like a strange name for a man, Maria, his middle name. He honored his mother with that. That's his mother's name, Maria. Eric, I think it was Peter was his birth name, Eric Peter Remarque. But Eric Maria Remarque, who wrote that book in 1928, about 27. It was published in 29 in serialized form. It was made into a movie. It was an instant bestseller, translated into 22 languages, a 1930 movie. That everybody in the movie business, even our enemies, agree is a tremendous movie. And then there was a remake. I haven't seen that one more in the, 30 or 40 years later. There was another version, and I'll go look at that. But people say that's a good movie, too. The first one, 1930, in black and white. But Alan, any more thoughts for us?
A question. I hope you can help me with something along that same line. When you were talking about that general subject the other night, you mentioned a book by a German fella about the unnecessary. What was it? It was the subject was stop fighting each other or something to that effect. And what a tragedy it was to fight each other. Can you tell me the name of that book so I can get me a new book to read?
Yeah, this is the book we were just talking about. The English title is All Quiet on the Western Front. All Quiet on the Western Front. And it's about Eric Maria Remarque himself, like other young Germans, volunteered for the war in 1914 and eagerly went off. In the movie, his book is about a young German who does the same thing, eagerly goes off to war, and then finds out in the trenches that the reality is horrid. And his point was that war between the white Germans and the white French and the white English and the white Americans and the white Russians was utterly stupid. And the Italians were also fighting in World War One. They were fighting against Germany in World War One.
And it was crazy. Cut his teeth. Gosh, James, excuse me, but I now realize where I went wrong. I had it confused with A Farewell to Arms by Hemingway. So it's quiet on the Western Front.
No, not Hemingway. No, Remarque's book, and that's Remarque. Remarque, and the original German of his name is just Remarque, spelled the way we say the word remark. This is one of the strongest pro peace anti war books ever written. It was actually banned in the Third Reich. The book was actually banned, and Eric Maria Remarque's sister, I'm trying to remember her name, she was guillotined by who was that judge in the Third Reich? I've forgotten his name, but. She got one of those 5-minute trials and then was taken out. 5 minutes later, her head was cut off. And simply for defeatism. Defeatism was her crime in I think, 1943. She told her landlady overheard her saying that she thought the war was lost. And that cost her life. She was guillotined. The judge at the trial said, we can't get your brother, but we can get you. Because her brother had moved to America and then to Switzerland, but he had fought. He had fought in World War One, and witnessed the horror of it. And Charles Lindbergh commented on these wars. Also, his father, Charles Lindbergh's father, fought desperately. Fought's the wrong word. He tried desperately to keep us out of World War One. He tried to keep us out of the Federal Reserve. Also, Charles Lindbergh Sr., who was a congressman from Minnesota. His boy, he died when Charles was young, and Charles Lindbergh Jr., he then took up his father's torch and fought to keep us out of World War II and to fight the same influences that his father was fighting. And it was Charles Lindbergh, to connect all these dots together, it was Charles Lindbergh who was the spark plug and the prime speaker of the America First Committee, which had 800,000 members in 1941, and was going great guns until the Japanese decided to attack Pearl Harbor on December 7th. Boy, did that put an end to to America First Committee, but that closed down in one day. But there were 800,000 members, and Charles Lindbergh was really doing a good job in conjunction with his very good friend who was helping to finance the project, which was Henry Ford. And it was Henry Ford, boy, these dots really connect. Henry Ford, this is obscure history that people don't know because the media, the lying media, don't tell it to them. In 1917, Henry Ford said, "I pledge my life and my fortune to stopping this war." He was talking about World War One. "I pledge my life and my fortune to stopping it." He went to New York City from his home in Detroit, and he sat down. He talked to Thomas Edison, and he said, "I'm going to go to Europe to try to stop this war right now. It's got to stop." And somebody's he rented an ocean liner out of Hoboken. Let's see, wait, is he rented an ocean liner? yeah. And for $1 million, and loaded it up with people. No, it wasn't $1 million. It was more than that. But he rented an ocean liner. He offered Thomas Edison $1 million to get on the boat and go with him to help stop the war there. His mission failed, but he came back to World War II and he wanted to do the same thing. These are our best patriots, Charles Lindbergh, Henry Ford. They tried to keep us out of war, the carnage and so on, the Civil War, the war between the states. That war never needed to happen. We needed a Charles Lindbergh and a Henry Ford to calm Abraham Lincoln down and to stop his senseless attack on the South, which cost over 620,000, I think the estimate's now 800,000 lives, in just a horrible carnage of the very best of our young men in the South and the North. I'm going all over the place here now, Alan, stop me. but that's a good book. I saw the movie last night. I highly recommend it.
So there is a movie, All Quiet on the Western Front?
You can watch it on YouTube.
It might have been the thing that got me confused. Of course, when I did, took extinguishing, went on almost to get a major in English along with my psychology and sociology. So I think I read enough of Farewell to Arms to do what college students often do between beers and, write a book report on it. You know what I'm talking about. How right. Doing our youth. So that, but anyway, thanks for clearing it up. It was great to talk to you, and I want to just finish up by saying, again, thanks for letting me see that tour de force by our president against David Muir. Because I would have flat missed it if I hadn't heard from you.
Yeah. And you'll see plenty more of that. Alan, what encouraged me is that that was round one, and, we saw what our fighter could do in round one. All the other rounds in this 8-year fight are going to be the same. He's just going to flatten these guys, Alan.
Well, the only other thing is the next morning, while they were NBC News was inducting Mary Tyler Moore into the Social Justice Warrior Hall of Fame, ABC covered it. NBC did not cover it, but boy, ABC was really licking their wounds. And if you hadn't seen the interview the night before, you wouldn't have known it was the same thing, because they twisted it and manipulated it and left out key points. I was looking at it over coffee thinking, are they talking about the same thing I just watched last night?
Yep.
You knew that they really took a lick and they were really sore over it. But, thanks again, and I guess I'm gone because I've taken up enough air time.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
We'll see you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
Let's go to Wayne in Texas. Wayne, you're on the air. If Wayne is still with us.
Yeah, hi, James.
Hey, Wayne.
Can you hear me okay?
Sure, perfectly.
Okay, good deal. He had a couple things I wanted to discuss, but before I get to that, I I was laughing before when you're talking about the interview with Kellyanne and Chris Wallace, because my wife and I were cracking up this morning, because when it was all said and done, Chris Wallace looked like a school kid who was getting scolded by his teacher. You could see him shrinking in his seat, you know, as she hammered him, you know, at the end there. So,
yeah, you know, I had the same impression.
That was pretty good.
He went from looking like a 50-year-old man to looking like a 5-year-old being scolded. You're right.
And speaking of Kellyanne, another thing that's fairly funny, if this is a true story, I guess there was a Fox reporter who had tweeted out a message and said he and a couple other people were walking into one of the inauguration balls. He saw a fight break out between two people, and then he said he looked up and there was Kellyanne taking a couple swings at somebody. So we were laughing about that too, thinking, imagine her in an evening gown and heels throwing haymakers at some, you know, liberal punk, you know, who broke into the thing. So,
oh, I like
talk
that
about
one.
That. Yeah, supposedly that. But
yeah, Kelly,
anyway.
Kellyanne Conway's my kind of gal. Yeah.
Yep, New Jersey girl with a part Italian. So, but the main reason I was calling was you've got some great callers today, and but here's what I've observed about Trump so far. As a businessman, he knows that credibility is everything, okay? And to be successful in business, you have to be a man of your word. And that's what he started out doing this week. As the checklist went all week, we saw him doing exactly what he talked about. And to me, when you see all these other, you know, little limp-wristed politicians that, you know, always parse their words and everything, Trump is not that way. So that's why I think he's become so popular. And the other thing is, he has a statesman-like attitude. I think he may go down as one of the great statesmen of this country. And when you think about it, a statesman is willing to sacrifice personal gain in order to provide for his current people and also future generations, which I think we've seen already in the way he's taken on the cause of the vets and some of the things we know he's going to do for them. And then a statesman versus a politician, that's all we've had is politicians who will break every promise they said, they will lie through their teeth, and it doesn't matter. It's all about personal gain. And we have Exhibit A, B, and C with Obama, the Bushes, and Clintons. You know, it's just crazy, you know, how that's all gone.
Well, I like what you're saying, Wayne. And just imagine how... Well, I have a 5-year-old, and I have an 11-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son, and I'm thinking to myself now, my, how Donald Trump is going to change the outlook of my children and all young people and all the teenagers, including us adults, of course. But imagine how children's view of what's possible for them and what's possible for America is being changed drastically right now by Donald Trump.
Oh, exactly. That's why I think a lot of these people are freaking out, because in their entire lifetime, they've never really seen a true statesman at work, someone who knows what's right, is willing to stand by his word, and he'll take any, you know, personal hit that comes from the media or other, you know, limp-wristed politicians. It doesn't matter to Trump, because in his own mind, he knows what he needs to do to get this country back on the right track. So, and speaking of that, his take on immigration is so refreshing based on what we've seen from these other idiots in the past. And as Mitzi said, you know, these people are not coming here to assimilate. And my take on it is they're here to colonize, okay? They want to bring their customs, their way of life, and their screwed up thinking here, where it's going to just throw a big wrench into, you know, the way this country operates, you know? And I think the wall is very symbolic. It's a very good step. But I think there really needs to be a part two to all this. And I hope Trump starts speaking of this, and that is to cut off the welfare benefits. You know, if these people that are coming in can't get the free housing, food, and health care, they are going to deport themselves. There'll be no need to round them up or anything, because they will not be able to afford to live in this country. So I sure hope this part two takes place pretty soon, because oops, got a break coming.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. And we'll...
Okay. So far, you know, yeah. I've heard the savings we could have is like over $100 billion.
Yeah.
That'll pay
now, Wayne,
for the wall. Time's over.
Wayne, if you want to stay on, you can. Yeah. We'll be back, folks, right after this break, and we'll get Bob in Michigan, too.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. OldNESoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to OldNESoap.com. That's OldNESoap.com. OldNESoap.com.
If you want to get in a last thought, Wayne, you still have the mic.
Okay, great, James, and I'll be brief so someone else can get on. But I was in the middle of, you know, by stopping some of these benefits, we could have savings of over $100 billion in this country. Even if we cut them off a little bit, we could probably save about $50 billion, which will pay for the wall double, you know, for that matter. So that should be considered as like part two of the plan. And the thing I find really laughable about these morons that are out there protesting for the refugees, I would guess, if I was taking a poll, most of them are living in their parents' basement. They have tens of thousands of dollars of college debt, and all they got was a snowflake diploma, you know, to use. And basically, you know, they're really screwed at this point. So they're marching for these refugees who most likely will be given free housing. They'll be given new cars, probably free medical, you know, unless Trump and his gang can put a stop to this stuff. And it's just so laughable that, you know, these morons are just nothing but a bunch of useful idiots, you know, for the George Soros crowd, who I believe has a real big hand in this stuff as far as the finances. From what, yes, I gather, Soros has, like, his hands about 50 of these organizations, including Black Lives Matter. So, I mean, to me, yes, it's pretty transparent what's going on here.
Right. And you folks out there who haven't seen the refugee scam up close and personal, it's just as bad as Wayne is saying. We're talking free cars, free apartments, free education, free braces, free medical for the children. They all have brand new braces on, the ones that need them. and while your kids, you can't afford them. And but it gets worse. They don't pay taxes either. They go tax-free for a certain period of time. It's mind-boggling. They get cash grants, housing provided, it's unbelievable.
It's loony special, tunes, James. Definitely loony tunes. Yeah.
Special admissions, like if one of the refugee in a so-called, and they're not refugees, folks. But one of the refugees' family, let's say they have an 18-year-old kid. They endeavor to get that kid into the university, even though they have no preparation. No, they're not qualified in any way. They make special admissions, special classes, special everything just for them, to push them through, to basically give them a university degree. It's mind-boggling.
James, one last thing, too. Again, we've gotten trillions of dollars into debt to keep the peace in this country, but if we have any kind of economic calamity and the benefits stop flowing to these people, what the heck do people think is really going to happen to the streets of our cities? It'll be crazy.
Well, yeah. Once Europeans and any of our European nations, folks, once we lose political control of our nations, and you can define that, that tipping point, it might be when we become a minority. But it might be such a tipping point might occur before we actually become a numerical minority. We might not be able to control our own nation. Let's say we were at 55% of our own population. We might not be able to maintain control. Right now in America, I don't know the exact number. I don't know that anyone does. But we're probably about 60 to 65% of our own country. So we've gone from being, when I was a boy, when Paul was a boy, and George is a little bit younger, but but when I was a boy, America was 90% white Europeans, 90%, folks. And it had stably been so since the passage under Calvin Coolidge of the Quota Act and the Immigration Act in 1920 and 1924. America had not only remained 90% white, it actually had become a little bit more white from 1920 to 1965. In 65, the amendments were made to that Immigration Act and the Quota Act that gutted those acts, opened our borders, and we've gone from 90% of our own population to anywhere from 60 to 65% and going down. Donald Trump, his job is going to be to stop that plunge. Because if we lose political control of our countries, are these people going to treat us nicely? Are they, when we're 40% of our own population, do you think, folks, that the 60% that were let in by our enemies are going to be saying, boy, we really appreciate you white people, and we want to be as kind and generous to you as possible. We really appreciate you and like you. Do you think that's going to happen? You know, all I can say is, what are you smoking?
Thank you, James.
All right, see you, buddy. We got one more. We got a break, and then another. We'll go to Bob in Michigan. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature. Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I am a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and we've got a half an hour of the American Freedom Party report to bring to you here on Sunday, January 29th, 2017. This show is sponsored by the American Freedom Party, and our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. And I recommend that you add to the buffet of patriot activities that the fine listeners of this show and this network are, that you add to those patriot efforts. Add a membership in the American Freedom Party if you like what you see at that website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. I'm privileged to be a director of the American Freedom Party, along with folks far more distinguished than myself, like Dr. Kevin B. McDonald and Dr. Tom Sunick. And George, I'm going to endeavor to get Dr. Sunick and Dr. McDonald on this show more often. Easy to do. Both men are quite eager to be on this show, so we will we'll bring them to you, folks, so you can hear what sort of thinking lies behind the American Freedom Party. Let's see, where were we with our callers? Where were we, George? Is Bob in Michigan on? I think he's our next caller. Bob, are you there?
Good afternoon. Bob,
hey, Bob, I apologize. I'm making it as difficult for the engineer as possible. I'll tell you what, engineers there in Austin, Texas, you know, let's hear a round of applause here for the engineers in Austin, folks. Boy, do they tie this thing together. Kelso makes it as difficult as possible for them. You know, the engineer, you know, he's running a studio there, and then all of a sudden, maybe ears over the speaker or something, Bob in Michigan, you're on the air. And, you know, they got to run over, jump over on the board and connect you, Bob. But they've done that. You're on the air now, Bob. Come on in.
Complaints about the engineer. One thing I would like to address or point out is any yes. number of times over the last couple of months they've brought up the item that... smallpox lace blankets were given to the Indians, correct?
Well, now, who's bringing this up?
Well, callers. And here's the thing. It was the British, General James Wolfe, who gave the blankets to the Indians during the French and Indian War in 1763, before the revolution here even happened. He fought against Comte Montcalm in the Battle of Quebec in 1763, and that's how that went down. It had nothing yes. to do with the American people being bad or anything. It was the British. Also, in the turn of the 20th century in South Africa, the British are the ones that invented the concentration camp. They took 28,000 women and children and killed them in a concentration camp in the Boer War. And if people will just look that up in history, they will find we would not be Anglophiles and kowtowing to the royal family of Britain.
Well, now, Bob... You know, let me connect what you just said, which is true. Connect what you just said with my comments earlier about Henry Ford. These are the men I think are really patriots. Folks like Henry Ford and folks like Charles Lindbergh, who tried to keep white folks to steer us clear of fighting among ourselves. This has been suicide. Another one of Pat Buchanan's titles is Suicide of the West. By the way, the original title was Suicide of the White Race, yet the publisher changed it. But one of those great books by Buchanan. This has been Suicide of the White Race or Suicide of the West. You illustrate it very well in the Boer War, in which the Boers fought the English. And you illustrate it very well in the French and Indian Wars. And the insanity there was the English were fighting the French. The Indians were, you know, used as pawns on both sides, but it was the English fighting the French. It was crazy. White people, English were fighting French again in World War II and World War I. All of these were crazy. Northerners were fighting Southerners. That was crazy. All of these wars in which white people fight each other have been crazy, destructive. And one of the reasons I'm so happy about President Donald Trump is he understands that. When I tell you that he likes the book, it's his favorite book, All Quiet on the Western Front, and many comments he's made showing that he is a peace president. We will have a military unrivaled in the world, but we will seek peace. We will secure peace with that military by its very strength. And I am so pleased that we don't have an idiot like the Bushes who were war presidents. Bill Clinton was a war president. Serbia. That was crazy. That was white people bombing white people. That was insane. I agree very much
with what you're saying. And but it ain't even about white people. It's you got to do the right thing. I hate to say that. Can't people just sit back and do the right thing?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I it's a very perceptive comment, Bob. And I sense, you know, just pardon me for trying to...
Anything like that.
Pardon me for trying to guess your age. Yeah, and Bob, pardon me for trying to guess that you've been around the track a few times like me, just from your voice. But you know, you remember a Michigan that was very different from the Michigan of today.
Yeah, well, I'm in the UP on the shore of Lake Superior. You know,
yeah.
It's hard living, and I don't want to sound like one of those guys, but I know your preppers and all that have the best thing in mind, but they don't understand numbers. Like, when you go to butcher a cow, I think even you know, you got 1,000 pounds that you're hanging up there, and when you slit it open, the pile of guts that comes out, it's twice the size of a deer that somebody has shot in the woods.
I don't know that I'm completely with you there, Bob. I'm kind of overwhelmed by the picture, but hey, the UP is wonderful country that you're in.
These preppers, yeah, they think they're going to come up here in UP, Michigan, sitting in a Toyota pickup in a bottle.
Oh, I get it. I'm sorry. I get your point now. Yeah. Well, yeah, folks, this is something that's really great about the Trump phenomenon, is that some of our thinking before Donald Trump, I think we have to kind of categorize our American history now as before Trump and after Trump. Before Trump, there was a lot of what you're calling prepper thinking there. I get it. Your preparedness or your survivalist thinking that somehow we were going to, you know, the course of action we faced in the future is we'd hunker down in a cabin somewhere or out in the Northwest or you know, something. We'd go dark and, you know, run silent, run deep. Donald Trump has, you know, that was a pretty bleak prospect. And I don't blame anybody for feeling, you know, that things were that bleak and that would be the way we would have to go. But Donald Trump is showing us, no, we can win. We can win this thing. We don't have to go into a strategic retreat. We can win. So,
I guess I missed my point there because, no, people from the city are not going to out into the country and just start taking our stuff. That ain't going to happen.
Oh, okay. Well, I see what you're saying there. But, yeah. No, I see what you're saying, Bob. Hey, thank you very much. I'm going to go to some more headlines. And if Joe is waiting in Indiana on the line and Tom in Utah, oh, my gosh, the calls just keep coming in. Let me just give you a couple more headlines, folks, that are very encouraging that are just in the last 24 hours. Here's one. Trump wants to enlist local police in immigration crackdown. One of our callers mentioned this. To build his highly touted deportation force, President Donald Trump is reviving a program that deputizes local officers to enforce federal immigration law. Oh, folks, yippee-yay. Kayo, the program received scant attention as Trump announced it on the same day as his plans to build a border wall and hire thousands more federal agents as he looks to fulfill promises from his campaign. So that's huge, folks. That is really huge. Here's another great headline. Let's see this one. Global criticism of Trump ban builds from Germany to Google. Germany's Angela Merkel is all freaked out about Donald Trump's, he's actually doing what he said he would do. And even UK Premier Theresa May, she's chickening out a little bit, kind of covering herself in with the British press. Saying that she wouldn't go as strong.
Everybody's backpedaling except Donald Trump.
Yeah, except Donald Trump and except us patriots. Here's a great headline. We talked about the billionaires earlier. America's 10 richest billionaires have gained $16 billion of additional wealth during Trump's first week. They owe him $16 billion. Okay. Here's another great headline. Trump is, he's talked with Theresa May. He's going to be going to England and he has an invitation from the Queen herself. He has accepted that. So he will be going somewhere around, I think August or something, I think maybe May he's going there. And guess what? what a gutsy guy. He's told the British that he doesn't want to meet with Prince Charles. This guy, Prince Charles, I don't know what your opinion is of him. I think he's a creep. He's got this, wife? Her name is, help me out with the Prince Charles's wife. It's Camilla. Camilla. I think she's scary too.
Godzilla? No, Camilla.
Yeah, but Trump's snub for the Green Prince. U.S. President will avoid Prince Charles on his state visit to the U.K. because he wants to escape a lecture on climate change. That's a quote from Donald Trump. Donald Trump's visit to Britain, The pair disagree over climate change, and Charles is this huge promoter of climate change or global warming, and Donald Trump thinks it's a bunch of hooey. So he does not want to be cornered by or stuck in the same room with any kind of a formal meeting with Prince Charles. I love the guts of that. I love the manliness of that. Let's see, what's another headline here, and then we're going to go to our callers. Let me get one more good headline in here. And let's see here. I might go to a caller here. See if I can get one more. Oh, here's a headline. George Soros is bankrolling the effort to stop Trump's temporary refugee halt order. And, of course, nothing temporary about it, folks. The order for now is temporary. Donald Trump wants to stop these people coming in permanently. Let's go to our callers. We've got Tom in Utah, but ahead of Tom, I believe, is Joe in Indiana. Let me see. Yes, Joe in Indiana. Are you there?
Yes. How you doing, James? And hello, George.
Hey,
and what a great program as usual. I just wanted to make a few points and then let you go. That caller a while back when you were talking about World War One, with All Quiet on the Western Front, when you announced that Donald Trump, and this is back before he got elected, that was one of his favorite books. I checked it out and I reread the book, and I could see why that book sticks out in his mind. Anybody who knows anything about that incredible war would not want to be engaged and have some kind of a carnage like that ever again. It was brutal, horrible. My great grandfather was an artillery officer in World War One, and he just wouldn't talk about it. He would tell you the funny stories, but he wouldn't tell you anything about it from a military perspective. But I was going to tell that caller, not only is All Quiet on the Western Front a great book, but there's a book called Storm of Steel by Ernst Jünger. And this is a German soldier that fought all 4 years. I mean, he was wounded like 13 times, had received all kinds of medals. And he lived to be 105 years old. And he was kind of a celebrity in the Second World War, but wasn't well-liked by the Nazi Party because he was very frank about every. He re-edited his book throughout his life maybe about 10 times. So you can still get it on Amazon, and it's a Penguin book. It's a recent production, but it's abridged. It's a pretty good book. I read that, but the best book to get is the one he wrote in the 1920s. He's very descriptive of everything that he encountered in World War One, and I would highly recommend that book. I've been trying to do some readings about World War One in celebration of the 100th anniversary. You know, since 1914, so 2014, I started my readings. These are my side readings, but as you mentioned before, the original movie with Lou Ayres, All Quiet on the Western Front, that was an extraordinary film. Very well done. In fact, Lou Ayres became a conscientious objector in World War II. He wouldn't fight, you know. But he became a medic eventually, and he kind of won his fame back. But he was a great actor. But there was a remake done with Ernest Borgnine. And it was a really good film. It pretty much sticks to the book, but it's extremely well done. I actually would recommend that movie. That's available. And that's on that topic. The other thing is, if people want to know what's really going on, like you had said earlier about this barrage of Muslims that come into your country and they overwhelm the population, I highly recommend you get on a couple of these groups that are on Facebook. One is called the Nigel Farage Appreciation Group, And get on there and read a lot of excerpts from there, and it's going to open your eyes. The British are open about what's going on in London and around the country and how these Muslims are taking over certain neighborhoods, and it's a nightmare. One of the things you may look for, and I think that's on the site called Trump Deplorables for Marine Le Pen. And in that, you'll find there's a woman, and I think she's the mayor of Calais, France. And probably all of us who know history know Calais, France was supposed to be what the Germans thought would be the landing site for the D-Day. But Calais, and I've been to that city, it's a very small town, but it's been overwhelmed with Muslims. And there's actual film footage that this woman shows of the Muslims breaking into people's backyards, stealing things, breaking their windows. They do as they please, and this is what we are in store for when this stuff happens. And I think Donald Trump is very much aware of this, and he just doesn't want it to happen in the United States, period.
Oh, this is... Joe, this is excellent. Thank you for bringing this to our show.
Okay, thank you.
I hope you call back again. Call back again very soon, Joe. We'll be right back, folks, right after this break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so.
Deanna, hope you call again soon, Joe. We've got a caller, Tom, in the great state of Utah. Come in, Tom.
Yes, James. Donald Trump is missing an opportunity. Did you know that? He could catch up with Warren Buffett if he simply invested his money like Warren Buffett did. I don't know if you know this, but Warren Buffett is the primary stockholder in that part of the industry that provides the sheltering or the housing of the undocumented. When I was exposing this poisoning issue, and I hope you've had a chance to go over that, my website, gassingamerica.com, and especially link to licensetokill.us, because that takes you to this industry, which is controlled in terms of stockholding by Warren Buffett.
So I get your point. Yeah, I know. I'm familiar. Warren Buffett is my sixth cousin, and locally here in North Dakota, he bought the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad. That's the kind of thing a guy like that can do. He's got a couple billion dollars burning a hole in his pocket. So he bought this great railroad, for which so many people up here work, and it's the rail yard that dominates the center of the town here in North Dakota. But the what I would like to see, Tom, is Donald Trump. I mentioned how he's inspiring kids, young people, teenagers. He's giving them a whole new, you know how bad it is in the schools. The kids are presented a very limited palette of possibilities for their future, and all of it's politically correct. Every color on that palette is politically correct. And Donald Trump has changed their world so that kids go into the 7th grade and the 10th grade and the 12th grade and in the 4th grade now. They could go into class and give a book report or a news report about this politically incorrect man in the same way that Paul and I remembered, and you, Tom, you remember a white America. You remember America that was a very different place from what it is today, just as our older cousins in Europe. They remember when I went to Europe in 1965, I went to Europe. Oh, my gosh, what a place Europe was everywhere. You know, Paris, Copenhagen, Stockholm, London, Madrid. They were wonderful places to be. Geneva, just unbelievably. Copenhagen, wonderful. Rotterdam, Brussels. It was all just a... I remember when I got off the plane, I was just a teenager. I was 17 years old. I got off the plane at my first stop in Europe, which was... I had Vonderlust. I went to Copenhagen. And I walked off that plane, and I walked around Copenhagen, and I thought I had gone to heaven. It was so beautiful there. And anyway, it's a very different place now. But here's how I want to connect with what you're saying, that Donald Trump has changed what we all regard as possible. And anyway, Tom, go ahead. Give me some more good stuff.
I don't want to hurt your feelings or create a family rift with Warren Buffett, but he is the primary stockholder in the industry, which is quasi, I guess you call it that, a private industry connected with the federal government. And the housing instrument for the undocumented is HUD. And Warren Buffett, I don't know how you would explain that relationship. He is the primary stockholder in the entire manufactured housing industry.
We'll straighten. We'll try to straighten. I'm just joking. We'll try to straighten Cousin Warren out. We run out of time here. And folks, we'll see you all tomorrow night in our 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time show at the Trump Phenomenon program. Thanks, everybody. It was a great show. See you tomorrow.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.